We cannot do it. Amen. We cannot go in. We cannot get the victory. You see, we are living in a generation where there are some young people that say, I can't win. There are some moms and dads that say, we cannot win. There are even some preachers that are burying their head in the sand and they say, we can't win. But I believe God is sounding the trumpet, amen, and calling out the troops of another generation and saying, somebody's going to rise up. Somebody's going to stand for me. Somebody's going to be a fighter. Somebody's going to stand for the truth. Amen. I'm looking today for a generation of giant killers. Amen. Thank God for the heroes of the past. Thank God for the heroes of the day. But I'm looking for another generation of giant killers. Amen. Hallelujah. Not only is there a generation's giant killers, but here's what I want to preach to you today. Notice there is a generation's giants. Every generation has their giants. And if there's going to be a giant killer, there's got to be a giant. Is that right? Amen. If there's going to be a giant killer, there's got to be something to fight. And we live in a day, amen, where we have plenty of giants. You can ask the older generation, and they would list the things that they battled. Amen. They fought against their own giants. Amen. But I'm not worried about the past generation right now. I'm worried about this present generation. You hear me, young people, right now. Amen. You have your own set of giants that you've got to battle. You've got your own fight on your hands. Amen. That's why you've got to be a giant killer. For there are giants that are attacking your generation. Amen. In verse 15, he said there was war again. In verse 18, war again. In verse 19, war again. In verse 20, there's a yet again another war. Amen. We are living in a day where giants are attacking us. Things that we've never had to deal with before. Problems that we've never had to go through before. Young people, I realize that you're facing a giant, but I tell you, in the name of Jesus, you've got to be a giant killer that's equal to the giant that's attacking you. Hey, man. Let me deal with some of these giant killers. This is what I need to preach right here. Hey, man. Somebody told me, said, don't hold us too long, it's hot. And I'll tell you what I told them. I said, I'm going to be hotter than you are. Amen. So I know it's hot today, all right? And so let's just bear with this, and let me preach and let the Holy Ghost move. Amen. The first generational giant that I see here is that one of materialism. There's a giant that is attacking us in the area of materialism. Oh, yes. You see, your generation, young people, have been told that you can have the best of everything. As a matter of fact, you deserve it. Amen. You deserve the best. Nothing less than the best will do. It starts with our clothes. Amen. We've got to have the best. It goes all the way down to our shoes. Amen. It goes over to every electronic gadget. Amen. It moves into every realm of entertainment. You deserve the best. If you want it, you get it. If it's your pleasure, have it. If it's your want, go get it. If it's your desire, amen, get it on the credit card if you have to. But get it at all costs. Amen. And then as young people get older, it moves over into cars and houses. And then they want boats. And then they want everything else. Amen. It's a spirit of materialism. Amen. You deserve it. We live in an entitlement society where everybody feels like they deserve what they want. Now you listen to this preacher. There is no sin in dressing nice. As a matter of fact, I believe you ought to look as nice as you can. Amen. Soap doesn't cost much, and shampoo doesn't cost much, and deodorant would work, and a toothbrush would be great, boys. Amen. I tell you, it doesn't hurt for you to look as good as you can. You ought to dress as nice as you can when you go to the house of God. Amen. You ought to wear your best. I said you ought to wear your best. You ought not come come in looking like you just crawled out of bed. Amen. You ought not come in looking like you just played a ball game or you've been sleeping with the dogs. I tell you, you ought to come in looking right. There's no sin in dressing nice. No sin in having nice clothes. I believe you ought to have a nice car. I believe you ought to have a good house. Hey, but when the spirit of materialism gets a hold on your heart, you allow your priorities to get out of line, and the things of this life become prioritized above the things of God. Hey, friend, if you're in that position, you're allowing the giant of materialism to destroy you, and you need to go to battle with that thing and get a victory over the giant of materialism. Hey, do you hear the preacher right now? I tell you, you ought not worry about, amen, what you look like so much as what your soul looks like. Amen, you ought to worry about, amen, putting God first. Amen, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you. Oh. Amen. There are two places. Help me, Holy Ghost. There are two places in Scripture that deal with our choice between God and money. In Matthew chapter number 6 and in Luke chapter number 16, he deals with these two things. In Matthew, he deals with laying your treasure up in heaven and not on earth, and says, seek God first. In Luke, he deals with the fact that you cannot serve two masters. You must choose either God or money. And then he begins to deal with adultery and finally goes straight to the story of a rich man going to hell. The inference is obvious. If you allow materialism to get a hold of you, it will affect your morals and it will take you to hell. Amen. I tell you right now, it is the same spirit that causes you to go after materialism that will cause you to be immoral. Do you hear what I just said? It is the same spirit that causes you to go after materialism that will lead you to immorality. That's why the Holy Ghost spoke about it in Luke, and he said, if you want materialism, amen, the next step is immorality, and the next step is hell. I tell you, my friend, it is dangerous to let the giant of materialism get a hold of your heart. Amen. You've got to turn your back on the pleasure of the world and put your priorities right. I tell you, seek God first, and God will take care of you. God will give you the job you need. God will give you the house you need. God will take care of it, young people. Amen. Put your affection on things above, not on things of this world. You've got to put your affection on a higher plane. Amen. Notice what it said. Set your affection. Amen. That means to pick it up and place it there. You cannot let the world dictate where your affection is, but you've got to place them on a higher power. Place them on a higher plane. Place them on the power of God. Put your priorities, amen, toward God. Amen. Amen. Not only is there a giant that's affecting our materialism, but there is a giant that is attacking our minds. Help me, Holy Ghost. There has been an attack on the minds of our youth. This giant has tried to twist and corrupt their minds. You see, the mind is the first battlefield in our Christian walk. And the devil knows if I can get a victory in their mind, it won't be long and I'll be in their daily life. And so he tries to gain access to your mind. How does he do that? He tries to gain access through your eyes, what you see. He tries to gain access through your ears, through a hurt feeling, through a broken heart. He tries to gain through a failure of the past, or a fear of the present, or even the futility of the future. He tries to gain access and work on your mind. Oh, Satan will bring depression. He will bring a darkness upon you. He'll tell you that God doesn't care. He'll tell you your church doesn't really care. He'll tell you your pastor's an old fogey. And he'll try to work his way in your mind. And Satan will torment and torture you in your mind until you're ready to give up. He'll tell you there's no hope. Hey, did you come in here today and your mind is in turmoil and you'd like to get help, but you wonder if you can? Hey, is your mind under attack from the powers of hell? Is the enemy talking in your mind right now?